Donald Trump has again been talking up the prospects of a ceasefire in Gaza, saying that Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions for a temporary halt to hostilities. In a social media post, the US president said that during the proposed ceasefire, Washington would work with all parties to end the war. His comments came shortly after Israel ordered evacuations in northern Gaza ahead of increased military action there. Well, to assess the latest developments, we're joined from Washington, D.C. by Belle True, who's the chief international correspondent with The Independent. Belle, officially, Israel hasn't been saying very much about any of this. So what's known about what's been happening behind the scenes?
Well, I've been speaking to Hamas officials, Israeli officials, and officials that have been briefed on these talks between Ron Dermer, which is basically Netanyahu's top aide, and Steve Witkoff, the special envoy for the Middle East. What I understand is that Israel hasn't agreed to a ceasefire deal per se, but they have agreed to a framework that would be the basis for what they've called proximity talks. Now, that means talks where Hamas officials and Israeli officials are in the same location, not in the same room, but mediators shuttle between those two rooms. When we had the last ceasefire deal come through in January, I was told that the Qatari Prime Minister himself was shuttling between those two rooms when you get down to the last details. So that is a positive step forward. Those Israeli officials told me that the framework does not tie Israel into committing to end the war, but there is proposed wording that would be that Israel that would basically be okay with US guarantees that within this deal there may be phases to discuss the completion of the war. Now, that is a step forward from previous discussions around deals. That implies that Israel may allow for US guarantees to allow there to be a phase where completing the war is discussed. When I was speaking to Hamas officials, they said that they have a red line on signing any deal that's just temporary. They don't want to discuss a temporary ceasefire. They want to discuss the completion of the war. They're also concerned about the ongoing occupation of Gaza by Israeli troops. So what I understand from officials who have been briefed on the talks, that there will be a potential partial withdrawal of Israeli troops during that 60-day period. There will be around 10 living hostages released and possibly 15 of the dead also returned to their loved ones. So this is looking more optimistic than we have done in several months, but there's obviously a long way to go.
Given the extent to which it funds Israel, including huge amounts of military spending, does the US hold a lot of cards here?
Well, I've also been talking to Palestinian civilians on the ground in Gaza, and that's the main point that was made to me by many families. How can a country that's effectively a war partner with Israel be a mediator? That said, when you speak to the Hamas leadership, when you speak to negotiators from the Middle East region, when you speak to Israeli officials, whatever the opinion is of the US, arms weapon supply to Israel, Donald Trump holds a great deal of power and sway. And for Hamas, they know that the only way that they can get any guarantees that something will actually happen, if Trump, basically says that I have guaranteed this myself. So whether or not they actually see Trump being an ally of Israel as more of a strong position when it comes to guarantees from the US that something will take place, because they understand that the only way to pressure Israel is through its relationship with the US. But again, of course, civilians on the ground are very skeptical. They're also really worried, and they're also extremely tired. They're living in famine-like conditions. They're dealing with daily slaughter. A lot of them have lost loved ones who are just trying to get aid. They've lost their homes. So for them, everything, this is so important, but they also have that they're not particularly optimistic, as we've been here so many times before.
Belle True in Washington, thank you very much.